You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1458 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, guys?
We have more creepy legends. I think it'll take us into like the 1700s by the time we get there. We're going to start this one off with Georgia, the ghost town of Lake Lanier, which we've done an entire episode on.
So why don't we skip that one?
Because we're going in order. At the bottom, and most people may not remember, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
At the bottom of Lake Lanier lies almost fully intact towns, ferries, a racetrack, and multiple cemeteries. The Georgia government, in its determination to create Lake Lanier, bought up entire towns in order to clear the space for the lake after they received congressional approval in 1946. However, they just decided to let the water cover up the towns rather than demolishing them.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of them like that. There's a lot of lakes like that. They just, I mean, you know how long it would take to take a whole town and to tear everything down and throw it up?
I mean, I guess. That's kind of creepy, though.
It is creepy. Now Lake Lanier has decidedly an eerie feeling about it. There have been an unusual number of freak accidents and deaths in the lake, and in 2011, there were 17 deaths alone. Many of the people who drowned have been recovered. People have reported feeling arms and legs in the water.
Oh, hell no. No.
But have not been able to find them right afterwards, leading people to believe that the spirits still roam the lake. This is, if I remember correctly, it's not too far from Atlanta. Somebody famous, their kid died there. Maybe Nelly?
Oh, yes. I remember that.
I think it was Nelly's.
No, it was Usher.
That's right. It was Usher. He lost his, I think it was his stepson in the lake. And that wasn't that long ago. That was like in the last 8 or 10 years like that.
Very, very sad.
So, yeah, so that's Lake Lanier, and it does. Now, somebody, we were at a lake. What is the lake we were on with Becky and him? I think that was Taylorsville Lake, and I think Bill said the same thing. I think he said that there's
some of that town and stuff underneath there. That's the only bad part about doing these shows, because now I have a fear of everything. That's why I don't want to go into the lake and just bob along.
There was an episode of Supernatural, I think, that was like that too. Remember the town had bought the lake, and then the people were coming up through the water spigots and all that stuff.
I can't deal with that.
All right, we're up to Hawaii. The Night Marchers. I've heard this story before. Night Marchers, according to Hawaiian lore, are not evil spirits, but they do demand respect. They're the spirits of ancient Hawaiian warriors who march around the islands to protect sacred areas.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
Legend says that if you look directly at a night marcher, you will be marked for death. Well, you might not want to do that then. And if by some chance you find yourself in the middle of a procession.
What, Peter?
Shut up. A procession. You're supposed to lie down in the middle of the road.
Face up or face down?
I don't think it matters.
Well, I mean, what if you don't realize that you're looking at a marcher or whatever they're called?
I think you would probably notice what a marcher is. It would probably stand out to you, my guess. They're probably going to be dressed tribally and all that.
Well, I get it, but it's not like you're meaning to look at them. It just...
Well, I think maybe if you do it and you look away real quick, they'll take the hint.
They'll forgive me?
Yeah, I would think. Idaho. Don't
be calling me no ho.
The Water Babies of Massacre Rocks. Water babies are a Native American legend that are found in a couple of different places in the U.S., but most famously at Pocatello at the Massacre Rocks State Park. It sounds like such a fun place to visit.
Yeah.
Where are we going on our first date? I was thinking something romantic, like Massacre Rocks. Shoshone tribe was first recorded in 1805 and were roaming the Great Plains in the early 1500s. So it's not exactly clear when exactly this legend originated. But the story goes that the Shoshone experienced an extreme famine, and mothers were forced to drown their babies in a river rather than watch them starve. Today, some people claim that if you sit quietly at the river by Massacre Rocks, you'll hear the sound of babies crying. Other stories say that these babies grew gills and fins and survived. And now they seek revenge on their mothers.
I thought they had all that fish to eat.
Right. And now they seek revenge on their mothers by luring unsuspecting victims to their deaths in the river. Well, the unsuspecting victims aren't their mothers, so they need to get that straight. That's just
wrong. Can't imagine having to be put in that position.
It would be a tough situation to be in.
It's terrible.
Now, I'm more apt for thinking that you're going to hear the babies crying than believing that the babies grew gills and fins and survived. I don't think that happened. Mm. So, I'm going to go out on a limb on that one. This one's a short one, so we're going to go ahead and do it. Illinois, Homie the Clown. He don't play that. Throughout the suburbs of Chicago in the 1990s, I remember this, there was a rumor going around elementary schools that there was a creepy man dressed as Homie the Clown, yes, from In Living Color, driving around in a white van trying to lure kids into it with candy and money. I mean, we had that at my neighborhood, but it wasn't a clown, nothing fun like that. It was just some creepy guy.
Mm. Yeah, some people just get luckier, have fun stuff to go with it.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't ever try to get me, and I was always so mad because I was like, hey, I like candy too, but
yeah.
I was ugly.
Did it hurt your feelings?
I did, because I already had a complex because I was ugly. I remember that when I was born, the doctor
slapped the nurse.
He slapped my mom.
Oh, slapped your mom?
And my mom never breastfed me, so she just liked me as a friend. So.
Oh, my God.
In some variations, he was a kidnapper. In others, he was a bad guy. But in all variations, Homie left his mark on young Chicago kids in the 1990s.
Oh, I bet.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for this one. So we appreciate you, and we'll be back since we're only to Illinois.
All right, guys, we love you.
I can't wait to see what they got from Kentucky. That's coming up.
It's hard telling.
Love you guys. Bye. I bet it's the Pope Lick Monster.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it's some kind of hillbilly something.
Right. Later. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 1459 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello.
Tracy, we left off with Indiana, so that's where we're going to start with. The 100 Steps Cemetery. The 100 Steps Cemetery is located in the town of Brazil, though the official address is actually disputed. While it's not clear when the stories about the cemetery being haunted began, there are gravestones that date all the way back to the 1860s. The legend states that if someone finds themselves in the cemetery at midnight, they must climb the steps and count to 100. Now, at this point, a ghost of an undertaker will appear and show the person a vision of their death. Well, why would you want that?
Well, I don't need a vision of my death, because if I climb 100 stairs, that's going to be done for me. That's it. It's over.
Well, I don't think there's 100 steps. I think you climb the steps.
Oh, and count to 100.
And then you count to 100.
Oh, okay.
On the way back down, the visitor is supposed to count the steps again. So maybe not. And if they count the same number of steps, the vision was false. So that's kind of confusing as it is. Because it says you climb the steps and then you count to 100. But it says then you climb down the steps and see. So I guess you're supposed to count the number of steps as you get up there and then count to 100. I don't know.
Well, if you fall down the stairs?
I don't know.
That could be your demise as well.
Or you fall up the steps.
Becky? Oh, no, sorry.
People who visited the cemetery in the past had tried to outsmart the supernatural forces in 100 steps by avoiding the steps altogether. They've reportedly been knocked or shoved to the ground by an unseen force. So I wonder where these steps are.
I don't know.
I don't see a picture or anything of it, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did the steps go to? A mausoleum or something? Or
maybe
a church?
So. Could. I don't do stairs, so.
This is a popular one. Iowa, the Black Angel. The Black Angel stands at over 8 feet tall in Oakland Cemetery in Iowa City. And she is black due to oxidation, most likely because of her dark appearance. Multiple legends have cropped up around her. One legend says that a pregnant woman should never walk under her or she'll lose her child. Others say that if you touch or kiss the statue, you'll be dead within 6 months.
Good Lord.
Whether haunted, cursed, or completely harmless, the statue is definitely a somber sight to see.
Hmm.
Well. Wonder how many people up there with badass kids are trying to walk their kids underneath of it.
They did what?
I said people with badass kids are trying to walk their kids underneath of it.
Oh. I thought you said that only happens if they're pregnant.
I know, but the angel could, you know, maybe give them a reprieve or something. I don't know. Kansas, the Devil's Chair.
Oh, we know about that.
This story's in a lot of different places. The legend of the Devil's Chair goes like this. An old farmer in Alma refused to sell his land to the city in order to build a new cemetery. Someone got a little too tired of waiting for him to sell, so they pushed him into his own well. Well, eventually, someone said that there was a terrible smell coming from the well. So the city sent someone down to investigate. It was ruled that the well was empty, and it was boarded up. Now, if you make your way to Alma, you can actually sit on the boarded up well. But legend says that the people who have sat on that well have been known to mysteriously disappear.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess the city was kind of behind him going in the well, so they covered it up, literally, figuratively.
And that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. It's not cool, man. I don't know what that was, like my hippie thing from the... Kentucky. Guess what it is?
Pope Lick.
Exactly. There's no clear consensus on how the Goat Man came to be. Some say he was a circus performer. Others say he was a farmer who tortured his goats for Satan, and in return was transformed into a hideous goat monster. However, everyone does agree on the appearance. Dark fur, pale skin, goat legs, and horns. Sounds like half the girls that I dated in high school.
Yeah.
The monster is said to hide under the bridge at Pope Lick Creek in Louisville to lure people onto the train tracks only to see them get hit by oncoming trains. Sadly, the urban legend has had some dangerous consequences. In 2016, an Ohio woman fell to her death from the bridge while looking for the Goat Man.
Oh my gosh.
It's actually her and her boyfriend.
They both did?
Well, he survived. He held on to the side. She tried but fell
when
the train came, because that's still an active train track, and a lot of people don't realize.
I didn't know it was still active.
Yeah, it's still active. So a lot of people don't realize, and they'll climb up there. They've done everything. They got fences up and everything, but they climbed over the fence and still went up there. They were actually going to Waverly that night for a tour, and they were killing some time before then, and they went out there to just have something to do. Yeah, she was young. She was a teacher, I believe, up in Ohio.
Wow, that's awful.
So, we're going to eventually do the whole Goatman story, because I did it with Ricky.
Yeah.
And that one's no longer up. But we're going to eventually, that's going to be the last one of the old Ricky ones that we redo.
Because
it's worth doing. And especially, I'm surprised we haven't done it already with it being a Louisville story and all that. But anyways, you know how I am with cryptids.
Well, you know, yeah. Too many to choose from.
Yeah, or just they all suck. Oh. Anyways, I love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Love y'all.
Hey guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.